Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Screen locked.
Hi, it's been a while since I've done an audio blog, and I was meant to do one actually, as I said I would, at the end of at the beginning, when I'd done my first session at college. However, I actually felt quite emotional to do them. So this is after the third session at college. Okay. So I will go back a bit so that you can have a little bit of an understanding what's going off. Before I actually started at this private college, I'll call it that, but it's more like a house actually, but it is a private college. I went in and spoke to the tutors about note-taking, and because, as I said in my introduction, that I couldn't have additional support because they don't provide that there, that could I record the sessions with my dictaphone? And at first they agreed, but there was a little bit iffy about it because as if you don't know, doing a counselling course, there's a lot of things that's shared personal stuff. And so it was like, I said, well, okay, I understand that. And I said to them, well, if that's the case, then what I can do at the group contract right at the beginning, I would say that if somebody was going to share something, that I would switch the recording off, because I'm only interested in obviously going there to learn what I'm going to learn and not anyone's personal stuff. So they agreed with that. And then 2 weeks before I started the actual course, I went back to speak to them again. And this time I had somebody from site support in Derby with me. And they basically said that they'd had second thoughts, and both of them, because there's two tutors that take the course, I'd said that because they also share personal stuff, that they didn't want me to use the dictaphone or adding any kind of recording material at all. I said this is, it wasn't quite fair. I didn't feel that how can I sort of like take anything down when actually, in fact, everyone else can use a pen and paper and I've got nothing to take any notes down. So basically I kind of left it at that because I didn't really know what to do, and I thought, well, let's see how the sessions go, because they said, oh well, we'll send you handouts through the emails and go by those. Right, I thought, okay. So the first session was basically really paperwork. So It was sort of not really a learning session. It was just paperwork and talking about the fees and etc. and stuff like that. The students, I thought, okay, so they've been a bit funny at first. I just put it down to probably it's just the first day and everyone's a bit nervous. Okay, yeah. It was the second session that I really felt it, because I went in there and as they were talking, I could hear people with, you know, taking down notes with their pens. It made me feel angry, frustrated, at a disadvantage, and I actually said, how am I going to do this? They said, well, you can always record what you've picked up at the end of the session. Well, I'm sorry, but the sessions last from 2 p.m. till 8 o'clock at night, and I haven't got a memory like an elephant. I can't remember things. For goodness sake, I'm 48 now, you know. But regardless of that, you know, and they just didn't get it. The other students as well on there continued to speak to me like, well, very patronising. Ignorance, yes. But what surprises me is, again, they're all on level four, a diploma. And within a counselling course, they do a lot about diversity and difference and everything else. But, you know, they just was pure and simple ignorance. One of the students actually said to me, oh, you're just a voice. I'm just a voice to you, aren't I? And I was like, okay. And then I was talking a little bit later. I don't know what the conversation was about, something to do with weight or something, about diets anyway. And I said, oh, my daughter's very thin. Oh, Wendy, can I ask, how do you know that? Have you felt her? Yes, she's my daughter. Right, I thought, okay. So anyway, when we get into little groups, this was on the second session, I was told that I can record when we're in little groups, like, you know, when they separate and you're doing experimental things and exercise or whatever, and you get into groups of two or something, if permission from that person, you can record. There was three of us that went into another room and was talking. And as soon as I stood up, and, I mean, I'd said, okay, can I record this? And they said, yeah. When we were called back, I stood up and one of the students said, you have turned that dictaphone off, haven't you? Yes. It was very, very defensive. Anyway, let's get on to the third session. So I come away from there and I'm still kind of thinking, oh God, you know, I'm getting frustrated about this. So the third session is called, we did what they call experimental, which basically is a skill session, which basically means that it's practical, meaning we have to basically pretend to either be the counsellor, client, and then there's an observer where you do feedback. So because there was two of the students not in that week, we all got into one big group without the tutors there. And I basically said, okay, so to do this, I said, I know that they do encourage to record skill sessions, because in fact, actually, you have to, so that you can sort of reflect, listen back and reflect on it when you're writing about it later, and to basically pick up things that you probably didn't, you know, pick up within the session. Oh, no, people were saying, oh, I'm not comfortable about that. I just felt mad. I says, well, how am I going to write? Well, how am I going to do this then? I said, because you've all got pens and papers. And okay, then, if this is what's going to happen, I'll tell you what, all of you put your pens down and be in my situation then, so we can all be on the same level. Oh, no, they weren't going to have that. They said, one of them said, let's go and ask the experts, which was the tutors. So anyway, basically, yes, on when it comes to skills, you can record. I hope everyone's following this because I do tend to kind of go off on one, and I hope it's kind of not gone off. I hope it's being as clear as it can be. So yeah, that was done. But they were very when they speak to me, they speak down to me again, very patronising, very cliquey. I don't know where to go from here. I really don't. I mean, I'm not going to ever stop the course because, to be honest, this is something I've worked towards and I've only got 2 more years left of this, and I want to qualify. I really want to qualify. And I just feel like I'm just up against a brick wall. They won't budge. They really won't budge. And I don't know what to do at this moment in time about it. I don't want to go back to the person from Site Support in Derby and speak to them about it and basically see what we can do from there. I don't know if anyone's got any suggestions, you know, anything, you know, it would just help. I think what else upsets me a little bit is, and I'm not asking people to kind of wait for me at the end or anything, but it's just the way that at the end they want you to be all out right now and, you know, everyone gets in their cars. I'm stood there in this side road on my own waiting for a taxi and I don't know, I just feel kind of, again, out of it. I don't know. So, yeah, that is up to now what is happening. I will certainly be doing an audio blog probably in the next couple of weeks to let everybody know the latest, what is going on. I just want to go in there and do what I've got to do without getting nervous about going in there every Tuesday and feeling like feeling different, because that's how they're making me feel. Just different. But yeah. Okay, well, I shall be back soon, and everyone take care. You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.